Welcome to 100 Ways, your simple reminder that you are home wherever you are and that everything is right the way it is right now. I'm your host, Laura Christine, fellow explorer of consciousness and this amazing, beautiful world. Let's get curious, dive into the duh, and find out what's here for us today. Welcome to 100 Ways. This is your daily exploration of self and soul. I'm your host and fellow explorer, Laura Christine. Let's dive in and find our way home. This is really personal. And yet, what is really that personal ever? I mean, we are all woven from the same cloth, as it were. I read something in my journal that I wrote just after I landed in California in 2022. And reading it today, I am very much recognizing that I have not always allowed this for myself. However, moving forward from where I sit today, I am going to continue to stay in integrity with this. And I am offering the decision for you to do the same or not, or come up with your own command around intimacy and sex. This is the line that I wrote. I command intimacy before sex and sex as a vehicle for expansion. The way I see it, physical intimacy, okay, that's fine. I call it sex. Intimacy is not sex and it's not about sex. Intimacy is really about truth. If I am intimate with you, which I'm being right now, it means I am fully expressed and I'm not holding anything back and I am being who I am in my truth, speaking the truth, sharing the truth, holding the truth, and open to your truth, being an available witness to your truth. That is what I believe true intimacy is. And I am, from here on out, going to recognize whether or not I feel that I have experienced true intimacy with a man before I decide to experience physical intimacy or sex. It feels like a foundation, and I prefer to know that I can be true friends with someone before getting involved sexually, because that can just bring up so much energy and confusion and can really wreak havoc on the nervous system. That's my choice. That feels really strong and in my integrity at this point. So moving forward from here on out, I choose intimacy. And the intimacy itself is going to reveal whether or not sexual relation with somebody is warranted, is duh or not. I allow myself to follow the duh no matter what it looks like. I hope this was helpful for you, and I'd love to hear your thoughts about intimacy and sex and intimacy and truth. So please reach out, laurachristine.us/contact. You can always support the show at buymeacoffee.com/100ways. I appreciate you so, so very much. Everything and all of your contribution, even if it is simply listening and hearing this podcast. Do share it with a friend if it's been helpful for you. Thank you so much. Until next time, I'm sending all the love and then some more. We'll talk tomorrow. Thank you for exploring with me today. I would love to continue this conversation with you. We can do that at laurachristine.us. You'll find contact in the menu, or you can go to laurachristine.us/contact, and you'll be taken right to it. Let's dive in a little deeper and see how fully we can flow with the duh. Thank you for being here. I would love to hear from you. Go to laurachristine.us to let me know your thoughts on this. And remember, as Rumi said,
There are hundreds of ways to kneel and kiss the ground. Also, you can't fuck it up. I said that.